not an orbital radio. Where all the sexy people go, and anacondas sell for 100 credits.
G'day, cobbers, and welcome to Hodden Arbital Radio. I can't do Australian. G'day, cobbers, and welcome to Hodden Arbital Radio.
G'day, Dick. A very happy Australia Day to you, too.
G'day, Rudolph. But wasn't that yesterday?
No, mate. Only yesterday for Australians. It's today for everybody else.
Right, in tonight's Bonzer edition of the Hodden Arbital News... Struth, new growths ramped as bogies or hot and mug trees.
Schneider Station joins the fold.
Cybernetically enhanced hamster in tragic accident not involving a bobby.
Former Dean Rift base thoroughly mugged.
And Hutton Orbital discovers four horsemen of the apocalypse have dodgy lodger.
More mysterious technology attacks reported.
Struth. Reports hit the...
I'll give it up, mate.
Reports hit the station early this morning that while searching for more ruins belonging to the long-gone guardians, a commander chanced upon a mite grove of what he described as trees. On the surface of the planet, hinted at by Ramta to contain more small walls and bits of broken pottery and men with beards and small trowels. Our intrepid adventurer, Commander Hebdomad, rushed to the scene to see for himself, bringing the obligatory Hutton mug in case the trees turned out to need one to be connected to mods or have something that could be scooped up in the mug and served as booze or just plain look good alongside one. From his description, our special squad of super scientists and speculators have determined without a shadow of a doubt that they can't possibly be trees, as there's no atmosphere. They have also deduced that these strange growths are probably fungal or some sort or possibly some strange animal that doesn't move or depend on oxygen. They might even just be inorganic material. They do give off copious amounts of arsenic and sulfur, meaning that they're probably no good chopped up in your Sunday stew. Our team has broken into two factions arguing about the purpose and existence of these strange, knobbly trees. One faction described them as Ramta's bogies and are convinced that they're organic. The other that they're simply Hutton mug trees and perfect for ornamental displays. Commander Hebdomad did indeed drop them a canister of Hutton mugs just in case, and did send back pictures. Beyond that, we haven't got a clue. But what we do have, a lot more arsenic than we did before.
Once again, we are delighted to announce that Alvin's Domain has a new station, the rather nifty Schneider Station in Epsilon Indy. Unfortunately, it's not the controlling station in the system, but instead a lovely agricultural base from which we can feed the millions of people throughout Hutton space, which is jolly handy given that we have a pending famine in the near future. It is from Schneider that Commander Tigaswi, more from him later, will be launching the operation to take over the entire system, bringing the second ingredient to our cocktail cabinet. The Hot Pit team will keep you posted.
Worrying reports this week of an attempted coup by a rather deranged Lister I-69 and his pet cybernetically even enhanced hamster. We are led to believe that an attempt to render the hamster into a long-lived potential rival to Alvin, he was fed a daily cocktail of geriatric suppressants to keep him forever young and fitted with a prosthetic body to allow him to reach just about anything higher than 1 inch off the ground. We're sad to announce that, unfortunately, Hammy, it may have had other names, but that's the one we're going with, arrived for a summit meeting with Alvin and was mistaken for a chew toy. He did, however, apparently squeak every time he was squeezed, and, like many, many hamsters gone before him, has died. Yes, this upstart is now pushing up the daisies. He is gone, dearly departed. He has fled for this mortal coil. He won't be running around in his ball anymore. The little bottle with a drop of water on the end will go unnibbled. He has stuffed his last Brussels sprout into his cheeks. The hamster is no more. Alvin's not entirely sorry. The body has been disposed of by flushing it down the pan in cubicle 3. No one's told Lister I-69 yet, and we're hoping that if we buy him another one in Sol and put it in Hammy's cage, he just might not notice.
Congratulations to Commander Kills Killers, also known as the Astral Spaceman, on bringing much-needed mugs out into the heart of the Formidine Rift and the Alpha Base out there. No one was there to accept the mug, so he left it on the ground outside the base and returned back to Hutton Space, dropping over 15 million credits in data with the local Universal Cartographic Station. Well done, Commander. Your Hutton rewards are en route. By the way, if you find out what on earth this Formidine Rift thing is all about, please do be sure to tell us, as we haven't got the foggiest.
In a feat of astonishing insight and discovery, Hutton are delighted to announce that the hitherto famous Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, namely Outbreak, Famine, Unrest, and Lockdown, have been discovered to have a dodgy lodger hitching a ride along with them. This fifth party is known as the Busty One, on account of, well, appearing whenever there's a big bust in the system. Before this date, we would have stated that whoever was talking about Big Bust in Hutton must mean the picture of the Madonna with the big boobies, liberated to Hutton as a relic from the year 2017 and in tribute to the sadly passed Gordon Kaye. However, this bust is not the bust that we are now all talking about. The bust we are talking about is the one arriving at Hutton in the next week or so, hot on the heels of her four heralds. When the bust arrives, it's likely to be of such magnitude that Hutton will grind to a halt. There will be shortages of steel-reinforced elastic, and that allo allo and carry-on jokes are likely to enter daily parlance at the station bar. Ooh, matron, you are a one. We are entrusting the busting of the bust to the trusted bust busters from Hutton's Hot Pit team, who just have to bust the bust with a little fuss before the bust busts us.
And finally, after last week's rather harrowing report from Rex Bottoms, it looks like the viral outbreak that was released in the lab accident has spread to other systems, leaving us in the unenviable situation of all having to take some serious doses of medication. There have also been reports of further near-fatal malfunctions related to cleaning equipment and computers seemingly turning on their owners. Commander Talyn Starr reported that her portable personal suction device, with which she was cleaning up crumbs in her cockpit, turned on her, desperately trying to electrocute her before dying spectacularly in a shower of sparks. It was no coincidence that she had recently docked at Van Manen.
Actually, that was the news, mate.
This is Hutton Orbital, Sheila.
That's enough. We're going to have to stop it. I've had messages saying this must be racist. time for some music. Happy birthday to Goose and Luna. This one is for the fifth horseman of the apocalypse and, of course, our furry four-footed friend, the late, the not-so-great, Hammy the Jammy Hamster. And we'll be back after this. Do not touch that dial.